Well, just let me run through that tuning system again for you. We blow up the bagpipes, we stop the bass drone, we stop the middle tenor drone. When we've done that, we tune the outside tenor drone to the high A of our chanter, and then we prove it to the low A. If you find at that point that it's not in tune, then there's something wrong with the chanter, and you have to stop, adjust the chanter reed, till you get as close as you possibly can to a full octave between low A and high A, because only then is it worth proceeding with tuning the drones. So assuming that we've got the chanter right, we've got the outside tenor tuned to our high A, proof to low A, we then start the middle drone reed and match it to the outside. And you'll hear the oscillations in the drone, and they'll slow down as you get it closer to into tune. When you've done that, you can stop the middle drone and start the bass, and do the same with the bass, and then bring in your middle drone. Ultimately, of course, we want to try and tune the drones without having to stop any of them, but at your stage, this is a good system to get used to the whole idea of tuning your own pipe, something that every piper should be able to do. What you must remember is that the drone tops should be easy enough to turn with just three fingers. You don't want to be struggling with the drone tops to try and get them to move. So just have them nice, steady and firm, but in such a way that they'll turn up or down with just the minimum of pressure from your hand. So I'll just run through that procedure for you now. So there you have a bagpipe reasonably in tune after just a few moments of thought and effort. And get into that system and build on it. Eventually you'll be able to do two drones. You'll only have to stop the middle drone, for example, and then perhaps one day you'll be able to tune all three together. Now, one tip if you're worried about your tuning and you just can't seem to get them to work in properly is to take the drone out to increase the dissonance of the two tenor drones, for example, and then bring it in. It's often easier to hear big differences in pitch between the drones than it is to hear small differences. So if you have one drone sounding, you strike in the other and you can't really tell if it's in, put it out and then bring it in and you'll hear them coming together. I'll just show you what I mean now. So there you heard the two drones sounding. They're quite close. I took one out and then brought it in until it matched perfectly the other tenor drone. So that's a trick. Whenever you're wondering if they're in or if they're out, move them out, then bring them in, and you'll soon discover where they should be tuning. Now, on the market today, there are some very good electronic tuners which can be of great use to the piper, especially the beginner. And what this does is it tells you the pitch that you're playing at. And if you're setting your chanter, for example, and you're not sure what pitch to go for, let this run against a CD or a live performance of one of the top players, someone whose sound that you liked, note the pitch, and then when you get home you can set your own chanter to that pitch using this machine. Quite simple to work, and the instructions come with them. And they can be useful, but they shouldn't be seen as the be-all and end-all of your tuning experience. By no means, you should really work at training your ear. This is really only as an aid, often used in pipe bands when someone's got to tune all of the drones very quickly, but it should just be used as a sort of teaching aid regarding tuning for the solo piper, and nothing more than that. It's certainly not the be-all and end-all of tuning the pipe, so don't get to rely on them. Use them, but don't rely on them. Now, to work out the pitch that you're actually playing at, your chanter's playing at, simply blow up your pipes, stop the drones, play low A, and have a look at your tuner, and it should tell you the pitch that you're playing at, and you can note that for use. And it tells me that I'm playing at 451 Hz. So that's my low A. And all I would do then would be blow up, do the same again, check my high A now, and see if it's the same as the low A. I've just taken the pipes out of the box, so it should be a bit less than 451, in the hope that after a few minutes of blowing, the warmth of my breath and the moisture will bring the pitch up, so the high A will eventually match the low A. So let's just try that now. So on the tuner, it was in fact flatter than the low A, but I increased the blowing and brought it up to pitch. So you could hear how I did that there.